Good morning, everyone. Actually, it's afternoon now. We're running a little late. Today's the 2nd of April, and Mark is ready to read the 4th chapter of Hebrews. In this chapter, the clear distinction is made between those who have faith and those who do not. In the second verse, it says the gospel is preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So that shows that all men don't have faith. They may physically hear the words coming out of the mouth of the one preaching the gospel, but they don't have faith. But he says, for we which have believed do enter into rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Notice that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. That includes the work of giving faith to all those that would believe. I love this book of Hebrews because it's so strong on the particular atonement of Jesus Christ. It ends with saying, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Well, I must say that there's never been a time in my life when I didn't, like today, that I don't need to obtain mercy and find grace to help. I'll turn this over to Mark and he can read this for us. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow for the 5th chapter. The good Lord being in the matter.
Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, no, as I am sworn of my wrath, they shall enter into my rest, although work from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place, 7 day on this wise, God did rest the 7 day from all his works. This place again, if they shall enter into my rest, see worth therefore, made if some must enter therein, and they, who was first preached, enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Jesus had given them rest. Do he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remain therefore rest to the people of God, for he does enter into his rest. He also sees from his own works as God did from his. Let us therefore to enter into that rest, lest a man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints of marrow, and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature is not manifest inside, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we which have to do. Seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, righteous, hold fast to rest, profession and faith. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, so we may obtain mercy and find grace to enter in
time of need. Here.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Hope you all have a good day. You can tell Mark's got a cold. I've got a cold. My wife's got a cold. I think it's this crazy schizophrenic weather. Anyway, have a good day.